Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the afternoon satsang by brothers Prem and Sai Prakash. It's now time for us to go to the next segment of this Thursday Live and to take you across to another new episode of the Veda Jignasa program. It is me, Ganesh, and along with me is brother Bhargav to take you across to another fresh episode of the Veda Jignasa. At the outset, we shall all collectively offer our prayerful and humble salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, and with a humble prayer that every thought, every word, and every deed is His inspiration, we shall commence today's episode with the Ganapati Prarthana Mantram. गणानां त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रुण्वन् नोतिभिः सेदसादनम् प्रणो देवे सरस्वती वाजेभिर्वाजिनीवते धीनामवित् त्रयवतो गणेशाय नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् सो डियर लिसनर्स इन द लास्ट क्लास भार्गव वी हैड कमेंस्ड द वंडरफुल जर्नी from I to we to he.
To he.
So elaborating and elucidating more about the wonderful Narayana Upanishad mantra.
Yes.
So in the previous episode, we tried to understand for the right purpose of why we are undertaking this journey.
Yes.
In the main Upanishad as such, before we commence the Shanti Mantra, we were discussing that it is all about God's will to separate Himself from Himself in order to experience Himself.
Yes.
So, when God Himself has decided to give Himself happiness, why not we?
Correct.
So, we shall spread happiness, we shall spread love, we shall spread all positivity to everyone around us.
Correct.
And see the same divine reflection which is present in us, in all around us.
Correct.
So now, as we were discussing in the last episode, the system of education that Swami has established stands a testimony to what is given in the Shanti Mantra of this Narayana Upanishad. Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu.
Yeah. As we had done that last time also, we had done some discussion on that and we thought we'll elaborate on it. You know, Ganesh, it's so fascinating to know that the whole Shanti Mantra which we are having now is nothing but what actually Swami has envisioned for all of us as students, as teachers, as the university, and at a model university which anyone can emulate. Is this system of education which is very, very special. So before not taking much of the time again, we'll just go and chant the first Shanti Mantra and then we'll try to see what is there in it which is so similar to what Swami has done.
It's actually being students of Swami's college, it is our responsibility to know this.
Yes, very much.
We should be feeling actually guilty that we have taken so long to understand the system of education.
Yes. Okay, let's chant it.
Yeah. Om
Sahana Bhavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
So Ganesh, actually, if you take this Shanti Mantra, we can break it into five parts.
Mm.
You know, the third mantra, Saha Viryam Karavavahe, we'll just see how it is, which talks about effort or the human effort or prayatnam, what Swami calls us.
Mm.
With Saha Viryam Karavavahe means, let me get the energy, the viryam, the ability, the will,
enthusiasm,
the ability, the will, the energy to put that effort to know what, we'll see. That also comes later.
Mm.
That's the first part of it. We'll just go through the whole thing. Then this is again the third mantra of the whole series.
Mm.
The fourth mantra is Tejasvi Navadhi Tamastu. Means, let me get that Medha Shakti, that understanding, which will help me to, internalize whatever I'm doing, whatever effort I'm doing.
Mm.
That effort should not go waste. It should be of some use to me and to others also.
Mm.
So that is the prayer which is there in the next one.
Mm.
And then, Ma Vidvishavahai. This is something which is so central to Swami's education system, and which is, there's a lot of problems and a lot of issues which are faced outside world. Is, I think, many of things are on this mantra. Means, there should be an amicable and a very friendly and a very open relation between the teacher and the teacher and the students.
Mm.
There's a lot of turmoil, lot of agitation outside.
Mm.
But the way Swami has put our system of education here is that, we gel so well, the students and the teachers. The teachers are like mentors. Some of them stay in the hostel. They leave all their personal comforts, their all personal aspirations. Their only aspiration is to, how to make the students grow.
Mm.
This is something, a very, very burning and a very shining example which anyone can emulate.
And more interesting thing, when we come here to our university or to the hostel, the way each one addresses the other is the most wonderful thing. Each one addresses the other as brother.
Brother, yeah.
And to live up to this mantra, Sahana Vavatu, Sahana Vunaktu, come, we shall all go together, come together. The brotherhood of man is so very well followed in our system of education.
So beautiful. Yeah, this is the third. Then fourth one is Sahana Vavatu. Let us grow together.
Mm.
So again, growth here is, there will be so many types of growths which we can have. But Swami says, Adhyatma Vidya Vidyanam.
Mm.
Means, if you grow in the knowledge of spirituality, in knowledge of self, that means you can grow in any, it means that you have grown in everything else.
You have learned the principle.
Yes. So, that knowledge which you get, so that no other knowledge is, you need to know after you learn that knowledge or you gain that knowledge. That is the Adhyatma Vidya. So Sahana Vavatu means, it can have other implications also, but being Shanti Mantra in Vedas, the central theme is Jnanam.
Mm.
So probably in this it is understanding, by studying, by putting an effort, by sharpening your intellect, and then sitting at the lotus feet or humbly at the feet of your guru, and then trying to understand what is the teaching being given to you.
To gain knowledge.
So this is knowledge where it is intellectual.
Mm.
So this has to be transformed into a knowledge which is a day-to-day knowledge, which is something which is spontaneous, intuitive.
Mm.
So that is Sahanau Bhunaktu.
Mm.
We can call this Jnanaphalam. Means the final fruit of all this effort is that. So can we, Ganesh, let us take this one by one. First point is prayatnam, effort.
Yeah.
When we talk about effort, sometimes, Ganesh, when we study, our school days is so special. I remember one of the stories in one of our school textbooks, I think NCERT books or something, Hindi, I think, I remember. The fourth or fifth class, there was one very sweet story of one boy called Vardaraj.
Mm.
And the story was Parishram Ka Phal, means the effort, the fruits of effort, the fruits of your hard work.
Mm.
So this boy was a dunce, he was a dullard, he never had any understanding or any intelligence to pick up anything.
Mm.
So all used to mock at him, and then he was a laughing stock in the class also.
Mm.
At home also, his mother used to scold him for being very dull in any household activities also. So one day, out of dejection, his mother says, "See, you're good for nothing.
Mm.
You are not good for doing anything in the society."
Mm.
So gives him a packet of small pouch of beaten rice and tell you just go.
Mm.
Set out and find for yourself what is your goal.
Mm.
So this boy is a small boy, probably 10, 12 years old. He goes, sets out on his mission to know what is his true purpose, what is his soul. He was so lost. So after walking for a few kilometers, he just takes rest near one well.
Mm.
And then he opens his pouch and starts eating his beaten rice. Then he notices something, you know, he had that intensity, you know, he had that yearning that I'm called a dullard, I'm called a dunce, but let me not be this. There should be some effort, some intensity for me to get out of this.
Mm.
Yearning for, and that desire to, that will to do something was there.
Mm.
But he didn't know what to do.
Mm.
So then when something like this happens, you get insights in front of you. God sends you insights. So he was sitting there on the bank, near the wall of the well. And then he was seeing that the wall was made of stone and there was no pulley. And so many of these village women were coming and drawing water from it through the rope. And the rope was on the rock which was there around. He saw something very, very, you know, revealing for him,
mm.
which can be a normal thing. We all see it. But for him, because he had that intensity, he got a revelation there. He saw that rope, which is made of a fiber, a thin fiber, from probably a coconut fiber or something, had made deep indentations, deep marks
on the rock.
On that rock. Mm. And second thing which he noticed was that, you know, the place where you keep the pots for taking the water, a pot is made of actually clay.
Mm.
It's a very, very brittle thing. You hit it, it'll break. But because of putting the pot there continuously for so many years, there also the
marks of the pot.
There's a slight depression in the rock. Mm. So it has actually corroded the rock, the small pot which was kept there. So anyone can see and say, yeah, fine, this is fine. But for him, it was very different. He got a lesson of his life. He saw that even with a rope and even with a, you know, a brittle and a very fragile pot, you can make such deep marks on something like a stone. So why not, if I actually put effort,
mm.
why not if I actually do my best, give my best, why can't my mind, which is they call it dull and it's good for nothing, why can't it also become good? Why can't it also become something which can grasp things easily?
Mm.
And then he burst forth into one small couplet, a doha in Hindi. I remember the doha also. It's a very sweet doha. Allow me to tell the doha.
Yes, surely.
So doha was, karat karat abhyas ke jadamati hot sujan. Means, if you keep doing practice, abhyas, mm. without fail, without stopping, you keep doing abhyas, jadamati hot sujan. Means,
even
a dull and dull-minded, dull-witted person also can become an intelligent person.
Mm.
Like, rasari avat jat te silpar padat nishad. Means, like how the rope which keeps going and coming on the rock
mm.
can cut the rock itself.
Mm.
Means such a strong thing like a rock. Rock solid, we call it. Personality, rock solid, personality, rock solid will. Even that can be cut by a small, innocuous
rope.
Mm. So, he gets this insight in that particular moment and he just walks back. You know, now the steps, the gait was very different. Confidence has come into him. And then he really works very hard. You know, he puts his heart and soul into his effort in studying. And needless to say, he became a very, very good intellectual scholar and became a very renowned Vidwan
mm.
in his time. So, you know, we should never say that I don't know, I'm good for nothing, I'm not capable. We should always try to put our effort. Because when efforts are put only, then God's grace flows
mm-hmm.
and attracts God's grace. So I think that's the next incident which you want to narrate, I think.
There are actually two aspects in this, Bhargav.
Mm-hmm.
One, here we have seen the story of Varadraj, who is not so intelligent and not so capable to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Who has transformed himself through his willpower to do or to become something very useful to the society. On the other hand, when a person or an individual is bestowed with a natural intellect or a natural talent, that individual, if he also does not put effort, thinking that his intelligence will help him, even such person can go backward. His journey can be backward.
So this is even worse, actually.
Yes.
You got the skill, the talent from God, but you're not utilizing it properly.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the balance has to be so carefully observed, because the people who are intelligent should help the other person. In the previous class, when we were discussing about Ruchir Sir's incident and Swami telling all the gold medalists to help the other people. So this is what happens in the society when a person who is at the lower rung of the ladder, he is made to come up by the person who is on the top rung.
Yeah.
So this is how the balance is maintained. And as we were talking about the Manava Prayatnam and Bhagavad Anugraham, Swami beautifully tells, even in spirituality, if you have to achieve something, or in day-to-day life, in order to, Swami gives a very mundane example of, if you want to eat a masala dosa.
Okay.
Very beautifully Swami describes, if you see the masala dosa in the plate, if you tell masala dosa, masala dosa, masala dosa, it doesn't go into your stomach and you can't
satiate your hunger
or enjoy the essence of that masala dosa. So what you have to do is catch hold of the masala dosa, tear it apart, put it in your mouth, chew it, and then only savor the essence of it.
Yes.
So there is a process involved where your effort is also there. So then Swami gives a wonderful example of getting God's grace. You have to put in effort.
Okay.
So a very, you may call it humorous or hilarious
story.
This is up to only Swami to narrate such a wonderful incident. And it drives home the wonderful lesson that without putting effort from our side, that is why Swami always tells, take one step towards me, I'll take 100 towards you.
Yes.
So we shall directly listen from Swami what exactly is our role and responsibility.
Yes, yes, sure.
There was a music teacher. He used to have a few children and give them tuition and teach them music in a very good way. But the examinations came close. He used to go in the morning at 7 o'clock and return at 12 in the afternoon.
కానీ ఒకనాడు స్పెషల్ క్లాసులు తీసుకోవడం చేత ఒకటైంది రెండైంది మూడైంది ఇంకా భర్త ఇంటికి రాలేదు.
వన్ డే బికాస్ హీ హ్యాడ్ టు టేక్ సమ్ స్పెషల్ క్లాసెస్ అండ్ గివ్ స్పెషల్ ట్యూషన్ టు ది స్టూడెంట్స్ హీ కుడ్ నాట్ ది హస్బెండ్ డిడ్ నాట్ రిటర్న్ హోమ్ అట్ 12 నూన్ 1 o'clock 2 o'clock హీ డిడ్ంట్ కమ్.
కానీ భార్య 12 గంటలకు వంట వండుకుంది ఇంకా భర్త రాలేదే అని చూచింది. ఒకటైంది రెండైంది లోపల దిగులు పుట్టింది. ఏమో రోడ్లో ఏమైనా వస్తుంటే ఏ కారో ఏ మోటార్ సైకిలో ఏదైనా యాక్సిడెంట్ కొట్టిందో ఏమో అని తనకు దిగులు
ప్రారంభమైపోయింది. Expected the husband to come at 12 noon as usual, but he did not come at 12 o'clock, he did not come at 1, he did not come at 2. So she got anxious. She was thinking that on the road he may have been hurt, he may have got into an accident with a car or a motorcycle or a scooter and so on.
కానీ 3 గంటలకు ఇంటికి వచ్చారు, ఆకలైంది. ఈమె కూడా పాపం భోంచేయకుండా కాచుకొని ఉంటుండాలి.
He came home at 3 o'clock. He was very hungry. And the wife also did not eat food and she was hungry too.
కాని ఈ కాలం భార్యలోకి రేపటి తాను భుజం చేసి అతనికి ఏదో ఒక టిఫిన్ కార్డు పెట్టింది.
But if she is like one of these modern wives, then she would have already taken her food and would be resting.
కాని ఆ యొక్క ఇల్లాలు ఆ విధంగా చేయలేదు. భర్తకు పుట్టిన తర్వాతనే తాను భుజించడం ఆనాటి వాళ్ళ.
But that lady was not like that. She would not eat until she gave food to her husband. That was the custom and tradition in those days.
సరే వచ్చారు. ఏంటండి ఇంతసేపు అయిపోయింది, స్నానం చేసి త్వరగా రండి, నాకు ఆకలి అవుతాను, ఇద్దరు కూర్చొని భోజనం చేద్దామని. భార్య.
The husband came and the wife, told him. The husband came home. The wife told him, "Oh, you have come so late. I am also hungry. Go to the well, have a bath and come back quickly. We shall eat our food."
వెనుకకు ఒక చిన్న బావి ఉంటుంటే ఆ బావి దగ్గరికి పోయాడు. త్వర త్వరగా చక్కు వదిలిపెట్టాడు, బకెట్ వదిలాడు, నీళ్లు తోడుకున్నాడు, తలపైన పోసుకుని త్వర త్వరగా సోపు వేసుకున్నాడు.
He went to a well which was in the backyard. He removed his clothes and he put the bucket into the water, drew water and put it on himself and applied some soap.
కాని ఆ సోప్ ను మోకానికి అంతా వేసుకున్నాడు పాపం.
He applied the soap on his face.
బకెట్ తీసుకుని బావిలో విచ్చడానికి అని కళ్ళు మూసుకున్నాడు. విచ్చేటప్పటికి ఆ బకెట్ తాడు బావిలో పడుతుంది.
He draw water, he put the bucket into the well and he closed his eyes and the bucket fell into the well.
కళ్ళు మూసుకున్నాడు ఈ యొక్క మనిషి ఆ బావి దగ్గర.
He closed his eyes and he was standing at the well.
చెప్తున్నాడు, భారము నీదేనా ప్రభు, భారము నీదేనా అని ఆలాపన మొదలుపెట్టాడు.
He started singing. And the meaning of which is, O Lord, all the responsibility rests on you. O Lord, the responsibility for everything is yours.
Sare bhare intlo poi tattalo anta ottinchindi ee vinindi emto ani parigetti ochindi papa.
The wife went into the house, prepared food and put it in the plate, but heard this man singing. So she thought, what was the matter, and came running to the well.
ఏంటండి ఇంకా మీరు సంగీతం చేస్తున్నారు, త్వరగా రాండి అని ఆలోచించింది.
She said, what is it? You are still indulging in music. Why don't you come quickly to our food?
ఇదేం జవాబు చెప్పడం లేదు.
He would not give any reply. He continued to sing the same alapana, saying, O Lord, responsibility for everything is yours.
Sare eeviki emai poyindi, em tala chedi poyinda, emandi daggari poyindi, emtandi 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 ani kottindi papa.
She was worried that he has lost his head. She went near her husband and she gave a pat on him and asked, what is the matter?
అప్పుడు కూడా అదే పాట మొదలు పెట్టాడు.
The only reply was for him to sing the same song and say, O Lord, the responsibility is yours for everything.
సరే ఈమె లోపలికి వెళ్ళింది, చెంబుతో నీళ్లు తెచ్చింది, మొహానికి కొట్టింది, అంతా చూసేసి, ఏమిటండి నీ యొక్క పరిస్థితి, ఎందుకోసం ఇట్లేదన్నారు, ఆకలి కాలేదా అని ప్రశ్నించింది.
She went inside, brought a vessel of cold water, poured that water on his face and asked him, what is the matter? What is the trouble with you?
బకెట్ బావిలో పడిపోయింది, నేను ఏం చేసేది అన్నాడు.
Then he said, the bucket has fallen into the well. What is it that I can do now?
అప్పుడు ఆ భార్య చెప్పింది, ఒట్టి సోంబేరి పోతా, ఎవరైనా చెప్పితే ఆ బకెట్ దిగి బకెట్ తీస్తారు, కానీ బకెట్ దగ్గర బావిలో పడిపోయింది అని, బావి దగ్గర కూర్చొని భారము నీదేరా అంటే బకెట్ వస్తుందా, నీ ప్రయత్నం నువ్వు చెయ్యాలి అని భర్తకు చక్కని తన యొక్క కర్తవ్యాన్ని ఆచరించమని బుద్ధి చెప్పింది.
Then the wife told him, you idler, you have been just spending your time here. That the bucket has fallen into the well is something which you could have told someone. He would have come and helped you to take the bucket out. Instead of that, you do not do your duty and you are simply asking God to help you out. This is wrong. You must attend to your work and do what you can first of all before anything else can happen.
కనుక మన శక్తి ఉన్నంత వరకు మనం పనిచేసి ప్రయత్నంలో చూడుకోవాలి, కానీ శక్తి ఉండినా కూడా భారం నీదే, భారం నీదే అని కూర్చుంటే మనకేమాత్రం కూడా రాదు. ఇది సోమరితనంగా ఉంటుంది, లేజినెస్ గా ఉంటుంది.
Therefore, so far as we have the strength to do our work, we must do our work. While we have the strength to do our work, if we simply become idlers and tell God to do everything for us, this is only a symbol and symptom of idleness in us.
మన కర్తవ్యాన్ని మనం నిర్వర్తించుకుంటూ దైవాన్ని కొన్ని రకమైనటువంటి దీంతో మనం స్మరించుకుంటూ కాలం గడపడం చాలా పవిత్రం.
Fulfilling our duty, doing our work, thinking of God, and that is how we should spend our time. That's a sacred way of spending our time.
ఎట్టి నామమును మనం స్మరించడానికి లేకపోయినా ఒక్క ఓంకారాన్నైనా కూడా మనం స్మరించుకోవడం చాలా పవిత్రం.
Even if we do not utter the name of the Lord in any other manner, at least to think of Omkara is something which is sacred.
So I think Swami has made it very clear for all of us that until and unless you put in your effort, self-effort is most important achieve anything. Only then you can experience or you can receive God's grace.
Correct. So next, I think, Ganesh, if you go to the next point, grasping or Medha Shakti, if you talk about that, you know, there also the actual meaning comes that a Vedantic student or for that matter any student should actually put in an effort for a long period of time. It's not that you should, if you just get into a concept directly, you'll understand it. Because when you're talking about spirituality or any other stream, you need to persevere. You need to have the patience to actually go through the whole thing. Mm. And then wait for the understanding
the grace to dawn upon you.
So in this case, you know, there's a very sweet story of Totakacharya.
Mm.
He was one of the disciples of Adi Shankara and was considered little dull-witted. Means, but you know, he had that enthusiasm to serve Guru, which was not found in anyone else. That spark of, service, which to do kainkaryam, means servitude
to the Guru.
To Adi Shankara. And you know, he was like, he will get up before his guru gets up and arranges all the things for his bath and all. And then he'll retire only after his guru sleeps and he will do his path seva and make sure that he sleeps. Then only he'll go back and sleep. And you know, all his other disciples, they'll be busy in, writing deep commentaries and, esoteric commentaries and so difficult to understand. And they'll keep asking, you don't understand? Do you understand? He used to always say very, very matter-of-fact way, I only know one thing.
To serve the Guru.
Serve the Guru. I just want to know where at any moment of time, how my Guru is. Is he happy or not?
Mm.
If he is not happy, how to make him happy?
Mm.
How to make him comfortable? That was the only objective which I had. And he always, other disciples used to come and taunt him, okay, come sit with me. Probably you might get some knowledge about the commentary, about the, difficult concepts of Atma Jnanam. So he used to sit, but he never used to understand. Because whenever he used to sit with them also, his whole attention was, how is Guru, how is he? Is he comfortable or does he need anything? And just one call by
the Guru.
The Guru he'll just leave everything else and just go to his service. So once what happens is, this thing was, it became well known in his disciples that he's a little dull-witted, not capable of understanding such difficult concepts and all. That impression was already made in all the other disciples. So once what happens that he will be on the other side of the bank of the river and he will be washing clothes of Adi Shankara. And Adi Shankara will be sitting with his disciples and he'll say, okay, today we'll start a commentary on a very difficult and a special
subject.
And all will be very eagerly waiting. But Adi Shankara will not start his discourse or his commentary. So one of them gets up and asks,
why don't you start?
Why don't you start, Guruji? Come on, we are all waiting. He told, no. Totaka has to come.
Mm.
So some of them just laugh. Totaka? There's no use, Guru. Because
anyway, he doesn't understand.
He doesn't understand anything anyway. So even if you tell him or not tell him, it's the same. So you can actually start. No need of, will he be doing some chores, something he'll be doing. So that, I think that time Adi Shankara thinks that this is the best time to tease the lesson of what Totaka is, what is his worth. You know, here the worth is not... Again, the point which we are trying to drive home now is that even if you don't have the Medha Shakti, the grasping power, or if you are not good enough or something, if you have the sincerity in your heart and you do your work with that sincerity, I think for Swami or for the Sadguru, it's just a matter of a tries to do any change in you. So he says, no. Very emphatically says that we'll wait for Totaka to come. Then only we will start our subject today. So people are all really little amused and they wait for some time and then Totaka starts coming because he realizes that, and then he tells, by that, when he tells this, Totaka realizes that Guru is actually calling him.
Mm.
Guru is already thinking about him. So, you know, there Ganesh, that oneness between the Guru and the Shishya is exhibited. He immediately gets an understanding that my Guru is actually waiting for me. Then he leaves whatever he was doing and just runs and comes. And by the time he runs and comes, his mind gets transformed, and by the time he reaches the place where Guru is sitting and trying to give his taking the class, he just stands there and bursts forth into a spontaneous poem. You know, it's an ashtakam, and rest is history. You know, that ashtakam is so famous and so popular. You know, it is exhilarating when you even think about that a dull-witted, so-called dull-witted and a mediocre intellect person can compose this on the spot, and you know, he just sings it
spontaneously
sings in seeing his guru. He just sings, and everyone else is dumbfounded. They are not able to understand what is happening. So Ganesh, I think it will be so sweet if he just, it's just 8 verses.
Yeah,
let's try to actually sing what Totaka did, then which made him Totakacharya. So first, it is called Totaka Astakam. I don't say composed. That revelation came to him in the form of these 8 verses. So beautiful. Let's try, if you have time, to actually tell the shloka and tell the meaning also.
Exactly.
So the first shloka goes as Vijita akhila shastra sudha jalade mahito panishata katithartha nidhe hudaya kalaye vimalam charanam bhava shankara deshaka me charanam. Means this is what he is just burst forth when he saw his guru. And the meaning is, O thou, the knower of all, the milk ocean of scriptures, the expounder of the topics of the great Upanishad treasure trove, on thy faultless feet I meditate in my heart, be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara. Means, you know, for him everything was Shankara
only. Guru.
Second one,
Karunalaya Palaya Mam
Bhavasagara Dukkha Viduna
Hridam
Rachayakhila Darshana Tattva Vidam Bhavashankara Deshikame Sharanam.
O the ocean of compassion, save me whose heart is tormented by the misery of the sea of birth. Make me understand the truths of all the schools of philosophy. Be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
Beautiful.
Next one is wonderful actually. Bhavata janata suhita bhavita nija bodha vicharana charumate kalayeshwara jiva viveka vidam bhava shankara deshika me sharanam.
O thee, the masses have been made happy by thee, O thou who has a noble intellect, skilled in the inquiry into self-knowledge, enable me to understand the wisdom relating to God and the soul. Be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
Bhava eva bhavaniti me nitaram samajayata chetasi kautukita mama varaya moha mahajaladhim bhava shankara deshika me sharanam. Knowing that thou art verily the Supreme Lord, there arises overwhelming bliss in my heart. Protect me from the vast ocean of delusion. Be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
So beautiful. Sukrute dhikrute bahuda bhavato bhavita samadarshana lala sata atidina mimam paripalayama bhava shankara deshika me sharanam. Desire for the insight into unity through thee will spring only when virtuous deeds are performed in abundance and in various directions. Protect this extremely helpless person. Be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
Jagati mavitum kalita krutayo vicharanti maha maha satchalatah ahimam shurivatra vibhasi gure guro bhava shankara deshika me sharanam. O teacher, for saving the world, the great assume various forms and wander in disguise. Of them, thou shinest like the sun. Be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
Guru Pungava Pungava Ketanate Samata Mayatam Nahi Kopi Sudhihi Sharanagata Vatsala Tattva Nidhe Bhava Shankara Deshika Me Sharanam. O the best of teachers, the Supreme Lord, having the bull as banner, none of the wise is equal to thee. Thou who art compassionate to those who have taken refuge, the treasure trove of truth, be thou my refuge, O Master Shankara.
And the last one goes like this. Viditanamaya vishadaikakala nacha kinchana kanchana మస్తి గురో దృతమేవ విధేహి కృపాం సహజాం భవ శంకర దేశిక మే శరణం. నాట్ ఈవెన్ అ సింగిల్ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ అండర్స్టూడ్ బై మీ కరెక్ట్లీ. నాట్ ఈవెన్ ద లీస్ట్ వెల్త్ డు ఐ పొసెస్. ఓ టీచర్, బెస్ట్ అవ్ ఆన్ మీ క్విక్లీ దై గ్రేస్ న్యాచురల్ గ్రేస్ బి థౌ మై రిఫ్యూజ్ ఓ మాస్టర్ శంకర.
సో బ్యూటిఫుల్ నా మీన్స్ జస్ట్ కంపోజ్ ఆన్ ద స్పాట్ అండ్ జస్ట్ బర్స్ట్ ఫోర్త్ ఇన్ టు దిస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ అష్టకం. అండ్ దెన్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్ హీ వాస్ యు నో తోటకాచార్య వికేమ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద హెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మఠాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆదిశంకరాస్ ఫోర్ మఠాస్ విచ్ వీ హ్యాడ్.
సో ఐ థింక్ వెన్ వీ టేక్ అప్ దిస్ పర్టిక్యులర్ శాంతి మంత్ర విత్ దీస్ టూ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టుడే వీ ఆర్ రన్నింగ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. సో బట్ బిఫోర్ వీ ఎండ్ టుడేస్ ఎపిసోడ్ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ ఇన్ దిస్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ తోటకాచార్య హౌ డలర్డ్ వాజ్ కన్వర్టెడ్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇన్ టు అ బ్రిలియంట్ ఆచార్య. సో నౌ వెన్ వీ టేక్ స్వామీస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ నెంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్. యూ నీడ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ పుట్ ఎఫర్ట్ టు ఎర్న్ హిస్ గ్రేస్. సచ్ ఇస్ ది బెనవలెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ లార్డ్. హౌ స్వామి హ్యాడ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్ నార్మల్ స్టూడెంట్ ఇన్ టు అ బ్రిలియంట్ ప్రొఫెసర్.
ఓకే,
వీ హ్యావ్ అ వండర్ఫుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. ఐ థింక్ వీ హ్యాడ్ షేర్డ్ దిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ అనిల్ కుమార్ సార్ వెన్ వీ వర్ డిస్కసింగ్ అబౌట్ మేధా సూక్తం, హౌ హిస్ ఇంటెలెక్ట్ బ్లాసమ్డ్ జస్ట్ అపాన్ ది గ్రేస్ ఆఫ్ స్వామి. హౌ తోటక టేకింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు హిస్ గురు, కన్సిడరింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డైలీ చోర్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆఫరింగ్ టు హిస్ గురు, సేమ్ వే వెన్ స్వామి గైడెడ్ అనిల్ కుమార్ సార్ టు కన్సిడర్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ టీచింగ్ ఆర్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లర్నింగ్ యాజ్ అ వర్షిప్ టు హిమ్, హౌ హీ గాట్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్డ్. ఐ థింక్ ఇట్ వుడ్ బి వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ టు ఎండ్ టుడేస్ ఎపిసోడ్ విత్ దట్ ఎపిసోడ్ ఆఫ్ అనిల్ కుమార్ సార్
హిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్.
సో ఆఫ్టర్ వీ కంక్లూడ్ ది క్షమా ప్రార్థనా మంత్రం వీ షల్ లిసన్ టు దట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ అండ్ దట్ విల్ బి ఫాలోడ్ బై ది తెలుగు లైవ్ సెగ్మెంట్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి దివ్య సందేశ్ జరి. సో వీ షల్ అగైన్ హంబ్లీ ఆఫర్ ఆర్ ప్రేయర్ఫుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ ఎట్ స్వామీస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ అండ్ విత్ అ ప్రేయర్ దట్ ఎవ్రీ థాట్ వర్డ్ అండ్ డీడ్ ఇస్ హిస్ ఇన్స్పిరేషన్ అండ్ రిక్వెస్టింగ్ ఆల్ ది లిసనర్స్ టు ప్లీజ్ డూ రైట్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఫీడ్బ్యాక్ టు లిసనర్ అట్ ssmediacenter.org ఆర్ వాట్సాప్ ఇట్ టు 9393258258. వీ షల్ ఎండ్ టుడేస్ క్లాస్ విత్ ది క్షమా ప్రార్థనా మంత్రం విచ్ విల్ బి ఫాలోడ్ బై అనిల్ కుమార్ సర్స్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్.
యదక్షర పద భ్రష్టం మాత్రాహీనం తు యద్ భవేత్ తత్ సర్వం క్షమ్యతాం దేవా నారాయణ నమోస్తుతే. విసర్గ బిందు మాత్రాని పద పాదాక్షరాణి చ న్యూనాని చాతిరిక్తాని క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అపరాధ సహస్రాణి క్రియంతే హర్నిషన్మయ దాసోయం ఇతి మాం మత్వా క్షమస్వ సాయీశ్వర. అన్యథా శరణం నాస్తి త్వమేవ శరణం మమ తస్మాత్ కారుణ్య భావేన రక్ష రక్ష సాయీశ్వర. హరి ఓం తత్ సత్ శ్రీ సాయీశ్వరార్పణమస్తు.
I had joined Bhagwan's college in Vrindavan. Out of his mercy, Bhagwan had taken me in 11th standard. At that time, it used to be called as First PUC, Pre-University College, in Vrindavan. I joined there in 1979. And from there on, I went on to do BSc in Maths, Physics and Chemistry. And since it was 79 to 84, and the Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, the most esteemed university, had started in the year 1981-82 at Prashantinilayam campus. Vrindavan campus became a part of Satyasai Institute in 83-84, by which time we were already in our third year degree, and therefore we had to continue with Bangalore University syllabus and the examination of Bangalore University pattern. So because of that, when we had to move to post-graduation to Puttaparthi, Prashantinilayam campus, in Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, all of us had to write entrance examination. And we had to choose our particular subject. And so I was in dilemma because our BSc was maths, physics and chemistry with no specialization. So I had asked Bhagwan number of times, prayed to Bhagwan in so many different ways to guide me as to what, which subject I should be taking. I was very, very comfortable with maths. I was weakest in chemistry. However, I left it to Bhagwan, kept praying to Bhagwan to guide me. And Bhagwan used to come. Those were the olden, golden days. He used to come and spend time with all his children. So I had number of opportunities to ask Bhagwan. But Bhagwan used to invariably, he was not giving the answer, right, which subject. So I also had not applied to Satsai University at Puttaparthi. I continued waiting. Next day was the last day to send our applications. And I still did not have any clarity. So I decided if I don't get direction from Bhagwan, I'm going to skip that year, no matter what happens. So I was quite clear in my thought and continued praying. That night, Bhagwan, out of his mercy, appeared in my dream and he said, "You take chemistry." So because it still was a dream, I wanted a further confirmation. So next day, I wrote a letter praying to Bhagwan that, "Bhagwan, you had given guidance in the dream that I should take chemistry. But I will apply for chemistry provided you show me a physically, you acknowledge that you had come and guided me." You know, human mind, how fickle it is. So that was my condition. Fortunately for me, Bhagwan next morning, as soon as he came out for darshan, as he was going towards the Sairam shed, at that time it was Sairam shed, Bhagwan came to me, picked up the letter and he said, "Apply chahi." Means saying that he knows, he has guided, because my prayer was, even if Swami physically takes the letter, that's good enough indication that yes, Bhagwan had guided me. So I applied for chemistry, went for the examination. Swami was in Vrindavan. We were all, in fact, in our third year degree, quite busy in all these works at Vrindavan. However, we had to go to Parthi because Bhagwan, we had to write entrance exam. Bhagwan was in Vrindavan. We took Bhagwan's blessings, went to Vrindavan, Parthi, wrote the examinations and came back. And after a couple of days, Bhagwan called me and then he said, "Do you know what you have done? You have not cleared the entrance exam." So in the first list that was about to be put up, that revered registrar sir brought it to Bhagwan before announcing it, my name wasn't there. But Bhagwan, out of his mercy, took pen and wrote my name himself on the list. Bhagwan mentioned this to me. He said, "Do you know what I did this morning? I took a pen and wrote your name in chemistry." So it was completely his grace, his blessing. And it was a double confirmation for me that I had to do chemistry. This is the divine will. So I joined the Puttaparthi campus. But as I said, the syllabuses were so, so different. The chasm between the Bangalore University syllabus versus what was being taught in the post-graduation in Puttaparthi, Satsai Institute of Higher Learning, was so much, I really could not cope up. And unfortunately for me, all my other classmates in my MSc were all from Parthi campus. So they were all already accustomed to the teaching of the professors there. They were accustomed to that kind of syllabus. I was the only one who had come from a syllabus which was nowhere comparable, with no fundamentals at all. I was sitting in a post-graduation course. And it was going at a rapid pace because it was semester system, huge syllabuses. Nothing was getting into my head. And we used to have monthly exams, then quiz and varieties of internal assessments at that point of time. I wasn't doing well all along, and I was really quite upset with myself that Bhagwan, in spite of Bhagwan giving me this opportunity out of his love and mercy, I am still unable to cope up and I am incapable to continue in this course. This is what was were my thoughts, and I was quite depressed, worried, troubled, unhappy. And fortunately for me, Bhagwan called me for interview. One of those during the first semester. By that time, already 3 months had passed. So I had written number of exams and my performance was abysmal, very, very bad. So this was a golden opportunity for me when Bhagwan called. So I decided in the interview room, I'll tell Bhagwan, this is enough is enough. I am going to take 1 year off and do any other subject. So when Bhagwan, inside the interview room, I caught hold of Bhagwan's hand and pleaded, Bhagwan, Swami, you tell me to do any other thing or you tell me not to study, I have no problem. You tell me to do physics, you tell me to do mathematics, you tell me to do commerce or whatever, I have no problem. But chemistry is not getting into my head and I just can't go on in this course any longer. Swami, please give me permission to discontinue this course. I kept praying, Swami avoided. Swami started talking to other devotees in the interview. I was desperate. I was not knowing what to say. Swami said, Chustan, Chustan, he said, and just kept it aside. So towards the end of the interview, as some of you or most of you would be knowing, Bhagwan, out of his mercy, used to distribute vibhuti packets from the basket. And after that, he will open the interview room door and ask the devotees to go one after the other. So fortunately for me, Swami called me and said, you hold the basket. So I was holding the basket and Swami was giving vibhuti to all the devotees. So I waited for all the devotees to be blessed with that opportunity. And towards the end, when Swami was about to give me, I said, Swami, please listen to my prayer. I want to discontinue MSc. I am unable to study any longer. Nothing is getting into my head. This chemistry is a mystery. It's going completely beyond my head. And please permit me to discontinue. That was the time, I don't know what Bhagwan had done. He looked into my eyes, took few vibhuti packets, kept it in my hands, looked into my eyes and said, do it as my worship. Na puja anukuni cheyi. This was the statement. Do it as my worship. And that's it. I did not have any other answer. Because when Swami says, when the Lord says, do it as my worship, where's the question then? So I was quite happy, took namaskar, came out. And I don't know what happened to me. I was still in the class. I was still getting worried, will I understand or not understand, what's going to happen. But I don't know what happened to me from then on. I was sincerely practicing that no matter which subject which paper of chemistry I was studying, which course, I used to constantly tell myself, Swami, this is your worship, this is your worship, and continue that. And something happened to me. I don't know. I have no idea what happened. It started, chemistry became so, the subject started making so much sense. And I started understanding almost everything with absolute clarity. With the same effort that I had put earlier. But something had changed inside. And what the amount of clarity that I was getting, the amount of ease with which I was understanding and recalling the subject, my professor was thrilled. He said, you have just transformed yourself in a matter of 3 months into such a wonderful student, Anil. I am really very, very happy with you. And I knew what was behind it. So towards the end of my MSc, I did tell him this whole experience. I said, sir, it's not me who's doing it. It is Bhagwan and his energy, his power, which is making me understand. And since then on, this subject has become such a absolutely easy subject, wherein I really don't put, even to this day in all my career of continuing in chemistry research, chemistry R&D, the effort that I put in is, I still feel, is quite minimal. But only, I think the trick that Bhagwan had guided, which I am still continuing, is to say, Swami, this is your worship. The only joy that I get while doing this subject is that I am worshipping my Lord. So I tell myself, Swami, this is your worship, and therefore, and after that everything falls in place. So that's His love. That's where, when we read that Ichcha Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti Swarupini, it's a real proof that she alone can confer that Vidya, that Jnanam, that understanding with so much ease. With a sentence, with a look into the eyes, she can transform. That is where there's a beautiful sloka which every one of us know it. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayate girim yat krupat tamaham vande paramananda madhavam. With your grace, O Lord, even the dumb can become eloquent. With your grace, even a lame can cross hills and mountains, valleys and dales. So it's not just that we become able to walk or able to talk. It is that we become eloquent, we become erudite, if He wills that He wants us to do.
అన్నీ ఒకటిగా మారి స్వామిని చూపుచున్న